When leaker Edward Snowden decided to reveal the full extent of the NSA's surveillance programs, he turned not to the Washington Post or the New York Times. No, Snowden set his sights on a new brand of journalist, the Woodward and Bernstein of the 21st century. Snowden found allies in two longtime activists that work within and without the mainstream media. Documentary filmmaker Laura Poitras and Guardian columnist Glenn Greenwald took up Snowden's cause. And through encrypted chat conversations, Laura helped investigative reporter Peter Moss conduct an interview with Snowden from his new home in Russia. Peter Moss published his interview with Snowden for this week's issue of the New York Times Magazine, which you can find now online. And he spoke to us about how Snowden first chose to pursue Laura Poitras and Glenn Greenwald to leak NSA secrets.
Well, I had gone down to Rio to spend some time with Laura and Glenn Greenwald, who also has been reporting on this NSA story with her and has been writing most of the stories. And I had begun talking with Laura more than a year ago about writing a story about her. This is long before Edward Snowden was on anybody's radar, including hers. And so I went down to Rio, spent some time with her, and then we went our separate ways. I went back to New York. She went to Berlin. And as kind of I was just finishing up my research and doing some fact-checking with her, she said, "Do you want to ask some questions to Snowden?" And I said, "Sure." And she hadn't asked him if he'd answer, but she said, "Send me some questions, and I'll send them to him." She's in regular contact with him through encrypted means. And she passed them on to him. He decided to answer them. He answered them, sent them back to her. She sent them back to me every stage of the way it was encrypted.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating reading. So how did he explain to you why he chose Laura Poitras and her reporting partner, the Guardian columnist Glenn Greenwald, to get out his information?
It was really interesting and really unique. He chose them not because they work for the biggest publications in the world, which neither one of them do. He chose them because they had similar political sympathies, similar ideas that he had. And in particular with Laura Poitras, he knew that she had been under surveillance herself and that she was probably capable of conducting encrypted communications, which he required. He actually tried to contact Glenn Greenwald initially first. But Greenwald didn't have encrypted communications and didn't really kind of want to get up to speed on that, so just kind of ignored Snowden's requests. And so he went to Poitras. And Poitras, who's been under surveillance, has been stopped at airports more than 40 times, who's working on a film about surveillance and who is leading a very encrypted kind of life, she was able to offer the encryption and the security that Snowden required in order to be able to disclose the NSA files.
I mean, I kind of had to laugh. Snowden told you that Laura and Glenn seemed annoyed when they first arrived in Hong Kong to meet him. Why were they annoyed, and how did they come to trust each other?
Well, they had been communicating for about a month or two, and they had received some documents from Snowden, and they knew that this was somebody who had access to the biggest secrets of the American government, the NSA. And they assumed that this had to be somebody who was relatively high level, because, you know, only high level people would really kind of know this much or have access to this much. And they just didn't really realize until they saw him in Hong Kong, wait a minute, this isn't a mid-level or senior level official from the NSA. This is a kid. He was 29 years old at the time, but Laura and Glenn both told me he looks younger than 29. He looks about 23 years old when you see him. So they were just utterly floored, shocked that this was the guy they'd been communicating with, that this was the guy who was handing over to them the deepest, biggest secrets of the United States government. They just never expected it would be a 29-year-old computer whiz.
And I have to say, this is sort of the first time we've heard about the personal side of the NSA scandal. Why do you think Laura and Glenn let you behind the scenes with them to watch them, how they work? It really is like a thriller, a movie, reading it.
Well, it goes back to more than a year ago when I first contacted Laura because I was really interested in the work that she was doing on this surveillance documentary and the story that she already had lived herself. That is, somebody who's been under surveillance by the American government. And so I already had a relationship with Laura. And then once the Snowden thing happened, I got back in touch with her and said, you know, do you want to do this? Can I come and do a story about you? So since she knew me and since she knew that my interest wasn't based just on the big headline of the moment, she agreed to let me come down there and watch her and Glenn do their thing and talk about how it all happened. And I think the reason that she and Glenn decided to do that, beyond just, you know, her having known me previously, is because, you know, they'd been slammed in some ways and, you know, misconstrued and described in ways that maybe they didn't think were accurate and probably weren't accurate. And so they felt that, you know, it would be good to have somebody tell the story of really what happened, how it worked out, what they're trying to do. And so they trusted me, and so they let me come and observe what was going on, and they talked to me about what was going on.
And I have to say, your observations are kind of hilarious. Like, your one description of Glenn Greenwald working from his home in Brazil with a monkeys in the backyard yelling at his 10 dogs. It's kind of, when you're reading all of these very intense articles about the NSA program, these sort of, it seems very vague in a way, but details like this sort of bring it to life.
Well, what it brings to life is the really unusual situation that we're in terms of how investigative reporting can be done these days. It's, you know, a lot of great investigative reporting is still done in the newsrooms of the New York Times and the Washington Post and so forth. But it's also done in places like this, in a house pretty much in the jungle in Rio by a guy in his flip-flops and surfer shorts, along with a documentarian who's been under surveillance by the United States government. There's a real role that these kind of outsider journalists play now. And it's a role that actually, you know, is chosen in some ways by their sources. It's not by chance that these outsider journalists, Laura Poitras and Glenn Greenwald, got this scoop. It was actually because they were outsiders that they got it. Because Snowden didn't trust the New York Times or the Washington Post enough. But he did trust, because he had seen their writing, Glenn Greenwald's, and he had seen Laura Poitras' documentary work. He trusted that they would, A, understand what he was trying to do, that they would not betray him, and that they would, most importantly, get the information out.
Peter, briefly, what was your biggest surprise in researching this piece?
The biggest surprise was that I found this amazing combination of kind of like the Odd Couple meets Woodward and Bernstein in Poitras and Greenwald, because you had this very quiet, very firm, very kind of encryption-savvy documentary filmmaker, along with this garrulous, incredibly opinionated writer who wears flip-flops and surfer shorts all day long. And these were the two people who broke this huge story. And as unlikely as they seem individually and particularly in combination, in fact, it is that unlikeliness that made this happen, because Snowden did not want to go to people he couldn't trust. And so it was not just the fact that this was an unlikely odd couple, you know, Woodward and Bernstein type of thing. It was because it was that which made this whole thing happen, because I really think that there aren't a lot of other journalists out there who Snowden would have felt comfortable going to. So if Greenwald and Poitras hadn't been there, I don't know if this would have happened.
It's a fascinating read and really a great portrait of modern day journalism. Thanks so much, Peter.
Thank you.
Peter Moss is an investigative reporter whose recent interview with Edward Snowden is online now for the New York Times Magazine. And coming up, why the London Whale, the man behind a $6.2 billion loss for J.P. Morgan, won't be held accountable. That's coming up on The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.